Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I'm your host, Catherine Colleen, and today we're going to be talking about connecting with others, seeing their humanity through their needs. Seeing others' humanity can be particularly challenging, especially if there are people you don't like very much, but it can be challenging sometimes even with the people that you do like. So we're going to be talking about exactly how to do that, some exercises and practical tips. Before we get into it, a quick shout out and welcome to our listeners in Savannah, Georgia. Oh, what a cool town. Absolutely love Savannah, Georgia. Thank you for joining us and thank you for this connection. If you have thoughts and questions, you can click the link in the show notes. Go to the form on the community page there and let me know what you're wondering about. Or you can just send your questions directly to questions@koabd.com. And I will get back to you myself and may use your question on an AMA or the regular podcast. If you hadn't heard, there's a new book and album out that go together called Purna Asati about all these things that I've been talking about here on the podcast. There's a link in the show notes for that as well. Check it out. Spread the word. Very, very excited about it. So join me in celebrating my 8th book and my 5th album. So I'm so stoked about it. I'm so excited for you to hear it and to read it. All right, so connecting with others. This is an exercise that we do in stage 3, where we can tend to be focused on our own needs, and this is something to help you kind of get focused on some other people's needs. So when you're in stage 3, which is the I am my needs stage, and I think we all know somebody who's there, and it might be you. The best way to move out of that stage of self-focus, of a pure self-focus on your own needs, and get into stage 4 is to learn to see the humanity of others through their needs. And so this is an interesting exercise that you can do as a teenager as well as you can do it as an octogenarian. So I want you to choose someone that you care about, someone that you really love, and maybe they're dealing with a situation. So pick someone that you care about, that you like a lot, that you want good things for, but that is currently kind of going through some kind of challenge. Could be anything, any kind of challenge. Doesn't have to be really super serious challenge, but it certainly can be. And think of them. Hold them in your mind right now. And here's the question. If you were in that situation, put yourself in their shoes. If you were in that situation, what would you be going through? What would you be feeling? What would you be thinking? What would you do? What would it be like for you? How would you feel in that situation? Would you feel nervous, scared, worried? What would you be going through if it was you? Now, they are not you, and there's a distinction there. But for the sake of this exercise, I want you to put yourself in your shoes and imagine what that would feel like to be them in that situation. And this is where most people stop. But I want you to take it further. And this is the really important question. If that was you in that situation, what would you need? What would you need in that situation? And don't cop out and just be like, money, I need money. Yeah, you need more than that. Maybe you do need money. I don't know. But maybe what you really need is opportunity or connections or a friend, someone to listen, someone just to say that they care. Maybe you need someone to bring you some food or give you a ride What do you really need in that situation? And why do you need it? Money is rarely the answer, although practical, it rarely gets to the heart of the answer, what you really need. But think about what you would really need if you were them in that situation. Now here's the important question next. Can you provide that for them even just a little bit? And this is not about giving away all your money to your friends. I mean, do it if you feel like it, but that's rarely what they really need. Could you give them a ride somewhere? Could you bring them some food? Could you just call and let them vent? Maybe they just need you to listen. Could you just text them and let them know that you care? It doesn't have to be a huge gesture or an expensive gesture on your part. But could you provide for what you think their needs might be? Just a little bit. Or a lot of bit. Go as far as you want. Now, keeping in mind, this is your interpretation of what you think their needs are, which may or may not be accurate. But sometimes people in challenging situations are really shy to tell you what they need. Many times they won't tell you what they need. They don't want to be a burden. Or they're ashamed of their needs. Or they're ashamed that they're in the situation that they're in. So sometimes you have to be proactive and imagine what you think their needs might be and try to provide that and see what happens. See if that's making a difference and then provide more of that. So if you can provide what you think their needs might be for them just a little, even just a little bit, do it. And then note how you feel. Pay attention to how that made you feel when you helped fulfill a need for them. So this exercise does a number of different things. Let's go back through it. So you think of someone and then say, how would you feel in that situation? What would you need? Can you provide that for them a little bit? If so, do it. And then take a note of how they felt, how you felt. What happened there was connection. Real connection, because you put yourself in their shoes and you did something about it. And you'll find that it doesn't take much to make a big impact. If someone's down, they might just need a friend. Even a phone call will do. If someone's sick, you could bring them some food or help clean up the house or just sit with them for a bit. The point is, it gets you outside of your head and beyond your needs to explore the needs of others. And when you put yourself in their situation and you feel what it must be like to be them, it becomes easier to see their humanity. It becomes easier to see how they're not so different from you, and you can help. And once you help a little, you're likely to help more. Once you get a taste of this real connection with somebody else, somebody you care about, you're going to want more. Because as humans, we are designed to connect with each other. We crave that. All this social interaction, what we're craving is connection to each other, and it's not what we're getting on social media. But it is what we get when you're sitting right there with them. Or when you're having a conversation where they're able to share something with you that they would never post online, that's when you get real connection. And then you see their humanity, and they see yours. And it's addictive. The point is to get started. Start with the people that you hold most dear. And this is just a thought exercise in the beginning, right? Think about the people that you love the most. What are they feeling? What would you be feeling? What would you need? If you know what they need for a fact, then try to do something about that. If you don't, then you kind of have to imagine what you would need. Start with the people you love the most. Then work your way out. When you're ready, try the same exercise thinking about people that maybe you've kind of met, but you don't really know them. Or maybe you've heard about them, but you don't really know them. And then work your way out to asking these questions about people that you do not like at all. Now, you might not go so far as to help out the people that you don't like at all. I certainly would not recommend, if they are a dangerous personality type, I would not recommend having any contact at all, but this is a good exercise for you to help you see their humanity. Why? Because it helps you let go of them. Just putting yourself in their shoes will help you see their humanity, and that makes all the difference in terms of letting go of whatever situation y'all are involved in. You want a real challenge? I want you to take this exercise and do it for the leader of the opposite political party. And I'm laughing because it's hilarious to try to watch people do this. It's very, very funny. But try to put yourself in their shoes. What do they need? I'm not saying you're going to go do anything to help them out, but just run through the thought exercise and see where it gets you. And we're going to have some other types of connecting to others coming up. So in stage 5, we're going to be talking about seeing their humanity through their ideology, political and otherwise. And we're going to be talking about seeing your own humanity. And so these are all just little one step at a time. But when it comes to your personal development, the fastest way to get to a life of peace and joy is to take the right steps in the right order. And that's why this whole stages thing came about. So thanks for joining me this time. Remember, click on the link in the show notes. Check out the new book and the new album. Check out the community page. Let me know your thoughts, questions, ideas, and so on. And let me know how I can help. And as always, I'm wishing you, Parna Asati, complete connection.